Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you had enough.
I like that. I like those words from the Atlanta Rhythm section from the Wayback Machine. Do it no matter what the people say. Do it or die, small business owners. That's what you do, and that's the reason I'm so proud of you. Yeah, let's talk about connecting with customers for a few minutes. One of the markers of the digital age is the proliferation of the electronic connecting tools that you and I have. The handy resources you and I have to be able to connect with people. We can, you know, besides the, you know, the tried and true ones, the mail and the telephone and in person. Don't forget, face to face is still the original social media. But we also have email, we have text messaging, and we have, of course, more recently the social media platforms. And as with any element of our lives, there. Where there's an abundance of choices, an embarrassment of riches, so to speak, over time, you and I will establish a preference. We'll say, okay, I like this one. This one fits me. This one fits the way I work, the way I think. It's handier for me, or you know, whatever. We come up with a preference. Well, these days, there are actually two preference scenarios that are in play with regard to digital platform connections. The way you and I prefer to be connected, we do it based on two different scenarios. One of them is how we prefer to be connected with each other, me to you, you to your family, to your friends, to your business associates. You'll text your children or you'll email your brother or whatever or a. And of course, a lot of business communication is still heavily email, right? And then there's this other scenario, and that's what I want to talk about. How we prefer to be contacted by businesses for order follow up, and with information and offers. How do we prefer to be connected that way? The preference rule of thumb for connecting with family and businesses, I said, depends on the generation. If you prefer email, that means you probably, you know, been in the market for a while. You're probably a baby boomer, maybe Gen X. If you prefer to be texted, you're probably under 30. And if you prefer social media, you're definitely under 30. And in that second scenario, where customers give a business permission to connect with them electronically, the preferences are still evolving in this scenario. So we ask that question. We wanted to know how people were thinking about this these days. What preferences did people have with regard to connecting, allowing businesses to connect with us directly? And so we asked this question. When you give a business permission to contact you, which digital method do you prefer? We did this in our newsletter. It was on our website. You probably participated in this. And so that's what I'm doing right now. I want to report back to you on what people said because it's very instructive. The response we got from when people said, how do you prefer that a business contact you? We found that those preferring that a business is contact them by email, now get this, 95% said if a business is going to connect with me by email, by electronic means, I want them to use email. 5%, only 5%, which as you can see is all the rest, said text messaging was the way they prefer. That's right. Not a single respondent preferred to be contacted by either Twitter or Facebook, for example. Now I thought that was very interesting. And I was a little bit surprised. It's not surprising that email won the preference race. It's been around the longest. But even though texting came in a distant second and social media didn't even register, I believe this. Those options, texting and social media, those options are going to grow as preferences for how customers want your business to contact them. I think that that we are literally at the tipping point of how customers are going to want you to contact them. Your website is becoming less of a destination. You've heard me say this before. It's less of a destination today for customers and prospects and more of a distribution center. People are increasingly saying, follow me home, aren't they? The future success, in my opinion, the future success of your business, the way to stay in front of customers, is to ask them how they want you to follow them home. And then give them the options, give them multiple options. We will email you, we will text you, or we'll if you'll follow us on Twitter, we'll notify you that way. If you'll go to our Facebook fan page, we'll notify you that way. And whatever else, there are others out there. Give people those options. Ask them what they want. You shouldn't care which digital method customers prefer you use to contact them. Your job is, you have one job when it comes to connecting with your customers electronically, is to make sure all the prominent digital connection options are available wherever customers find you. And then whatever they choose, do that. Do it that way. Staying connected with customers digitally, in my opinion, is increasingly critical to your small business success and probably your survival. Think about it, folks. What are you doing? Are you asking customers what they prefer? Are you asking them for their email? Are you asking them for their cell phone number so you can text them? Are you asking them if they're using social media? You should be doing that. I'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.